Killing swans.
Is it a weather?
A sailor's wife. Her chestnuts in her lap. And mount, and mount, and mount.
Give me, quoth I.
Aroint thee, witch, the Rumpheronian cries. Her husband's to Aleppo gone, master of the tiger. But in a sieve I did a sail, and like a rat without a tail, I'll do, I'll do, and I'll do.
I'll give thee a whip.
That kind, and I am I myself of all the other, and the very ports they blow, all the quarters that they know with a shipman's card. I'll drain him dry as hay. Sleep shall neither night nor day hang upon his penthouse lid. He shall live a man forbid, weary seven nights, nine times nine. Shall he dwindle, peak and pine. Though his bark cannot be lost, yet it shall be tempest tossed.
Look what I have.
Show me. Show me.
Here I have a pilot's thumb. Racked as homeward he did come.
A drum, and let the cup.
The weird sisters hand in hand, posters of the sea and land, thus do go about,
thrice to thine,
and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up thy
peace.
The charms wound.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen.
How far is Gorda Forest? So wild in their attire that look not like the inhabitants of the earth, and yet are not. Live you? Or are you what that man may question?
Shh.
You seem to understand me. By each at once her choppy finger laying upon her skinny lips. You should be women. Yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so.
Speak, if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Glam.
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail, Macbeth. That shalt be king hereafter.
Sir, why do you start? Seem to fear things that do sound so fair. In the name of truth, are ye fantastical, or that indeed which outwardly ye show? My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope. But he seems wrapped withal. To me you speak not. If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favors nor your hate.
Hail,
hail,
hail.
Lesser than Macbeth, and greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none. So all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth, all hail.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Sion's death, I know I'm Thane of Glamis, by the Howl of Cawdor. The Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman. And to be king stands not within the prospect of belief no more than to be Cawdor. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greeting. Speak, I charge you!
The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air. And what seemed corporal melted as breath into the wind. Would they had stayed.
Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane route that takes the reason prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king.
And Thane of Cawdor too, went it not so?
The self-same tune and words. Who's here?
The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success. And when he reads thy personal venture in the rebels' fight, his wonders and his praises do contend, which should be thine or his. Silenced with that, in viewing o'er the rest of the selfsame day, he finds thee in the stout Norwegian ranks, nothing afeard of what thyself didst make strange images of death. As thick as hail came post with post, and every one did bear thy praises in his kingdom's great defense, and poured them down before.
We are sent to give thee from our royal master thanks, only to herald thee into his sight, not pay thee.
And for an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor, in which addition, hail, most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
What? Can the devil speak true?
The Thane of Cawdor lives. Why do you dress me in borrowed robes?
Who was the Thane lives yet, but under heavy judgment bears that life which he deserves to lose. Whether he was combined with those of Norway, or did line the rebel with hidden help and vantage, or that with both he labored in his country's rack, I know not. But treason's capital confessed and proved have overthrown him.
Blarms and Thane of Cawdor. The greatest is behind.
Thanks for your pains.
Do you not hope your children shall be kings, when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promise no less to them?
That trusted home might yet enkindle you one to the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. This train, and oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths, win us with honest trifles to betray us in deepest consequence. Cousins, a word I pray you.
Two truths are told, as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme.
I thank you, gentlemen.
This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why has it given the earnest of success commencing in a truth? I am Thane of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not.
Look how our partner's wrapped.
If chance will have me king, why, chance may crown me without my stir.
New honors come upon him like our strange garments, cleave not to their mold, but with the aid of youth.
Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure. Give me your favor. My dull brain was wrought with things forgotten. Kind gentlemen, your pains are registered, but every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king.
Think upon what hath chanced, and at more time, the interim having weighed it, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very gladly.
Till then, enough.
Come, friends!